Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. And it is October, and it's starting to really feel like fall out there. We're starting to have darker mornings, and the temperatures are finally starting to dip down, and fall is here, and school is in full swing. And I have a great guest in the studio with me this morning. I have Paul Reed, who is the Palmer High School principal. Welcome, Paul.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's so great. So the school year has started. We're in full swing. Quarter one is, we're deep in quarter one right now. So it's exciting to have you in and just start talking about some of the programs that Palmer High has. And I want to start with just a big overview of Palmer High. Palmer High is a core school we've had for a long time. It's a part of the district. We have a lot of alumni in the area that still are, as they say, bleed blue. So it would be great to just talk about where Palmer High is today. So let's start with enrollment. What do you have for numbers this year?
Well, we are actually well over enrollment. We were projected to have 726 students. We're currently at 810.
Wow.
Those numbers are a little bit reflective of two preschool programs that we brought back to our building this year.
What are those?
Those are two different programs that are run through federal programs, and those are for young, children that parents feel like they may need a little head start before kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So one is a federal run program, and the other one is through student support services. So these are students that are showing some developmental delays. And so both of them are just sort of head start programs for preschool students to be able to maybe get ahead of the curve. And really, that was a push from all the principals last year voted to put some funds towards that. Because we know that when students come in delayed, they're going to be a little bit more behind the curve. So it's sort of to get ahead of the game and help those kindergarten, first and second grade teachers to help get the students up to speed where, we feel like students should be compared to other students when it comes to, some of the testings and what they do to measure growth for students.
What a fun thing at a high school to have those are our teeny tiniest. Those are our little people.
So. I love it. Our students love it. There's accountability piece there with students when you're having to redirect behavior that we don't like to see in hallways. And so that's something that me and my administrative team and the teaching staff can always have a redirect conversation with students like, hey, we got little ones in the building. Let's, whether it's a little bit of horseplay or maybe some language that we prefer not to hear in
school. Let's model some good behavior.
Exactly. and they really, really respond to that well. And, it causes that reflection right away. And so it's that's a nice leverage to have over the older kids. But the older kids really do love seeing them. And, it kind of brings everybody back to our foundation, which, we were all there at one point. So it's fun to have them in. They just have they brighten our day every day.
That's so exciting. So I want to talk about Palmer High in the context of the fact that the Mat-Su Borough School District is a district of choice. This is something that our superintendent goes out and talks about all the time. People have lots of questions. And one of the things that I love that she always mentions is that she wants people to know all the choices that you have in this valley for schooling for your students. And she wants you to know that you essentially are opting out of those choices if you choose your neighborhood school. And only about 30% of our population chooses a school of choice, so either a boundary exemption, a charter school, or a different program at a different school. So let's talk about all these. You have over 700 taking away preschool. So you have over 700 high school students at Palmer High that are there. And I want to talk about the programs that you have that are unique to Palmer High. So I was wondering if you wanted to pick one and just tell us what it is and what's interesting about it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I think that you know, we need to sell ourselves with a little bit more, because you mentioned that, you know, only 30% of families choose to send their kid to a different program, is that we have a very, very broad selection of course offerings. And to elaborate on that, you know, our CTE offerings, our career technical education offerings are as robust as any other comprehensive school in the district. I really want to focus on developing our agriculture program. Which is part of CTE.
Okay.
We're the only school in the district that offers that. And in fact, we're the only school in the state that has a ag program, meaning that I have two teachers that teach agriculture classes. So we have seven classes. Every one of them are full. They vary from animal science to plant science to greenhouse concepts to natural resources. Currently, we're trying to develop some curriculum for classes in the future for natural resources that focus on alternative energy sources.
And
there's always a lot of a hot topic in around our world right now is, you know, how do we feed the masses? How do we feed our people with nutritionally sound food? And we know that agriculture is a deep history in the valley. So we're really focusing on that to try to enlighten students and families about some opportunities for employment out of high school. So to give some students a foundation of better understanding of alternative energy and natural resources and try to be innovative with how we how we teach kids differently than we did in the past. And focus, and that's really the goal of all our CTE programs is to provide a foundation for students to be able to do something right at a high school. We know that not every kid goes to college.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's 20% of high school students actually receive a college diploma. So those other 80%, they need that pathway, that direction to find a job in life that they enjoy. We feel like our CTE programs, whether it's culinary arts or automotive or wood shop, we have a new program this year called Ed Rising, which is a program that focuses on giving students a better idea of what it's like to get into the education business. We know that across the country there's teacher shortages, so we're sort of addressing that with that program. And that really gives kids a chance to work with those preschool students in our building. Get to the elementary school.
Oh, that
school.
Is so neat. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's built into, we have the luxury of having that built into our building. So, you know, they go down and work with the preschool kids with some hands-on learning activities and they get to see and feel what it's like to be a teacher. And it's a challenging career, but it's very rewarding. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's something, if we could plant a seed early with our students right now, you know, there could be a return investment with that when they come back and hopefully teach in our district in the future. And going back to that, I'll digress a little bit, but we do have 19 alumni that work in Palmer High School.
That's incredible.
And I'm one of them. I graduated from Palmer High School in 1989. And I don't know if there's a lot of alumni principals, but I happen to be one of them. And so, you know, my love for the school, for the community, runs deep, and it's part of my foundation and roots. And so, for me, it's a rewarding job because, you know, I feel like I'm giving back to something that you know, got me where I am today.
Well, we know in Alaska that growing our own is just a really, it's an important piece of the puzzle for us, because folks already know what it's like to live here year round and know what our community is like. So that's a really important piece of it. And I wanted to go back to the CTE thing because so many folks, I think that program is, some people think that Career Tech High School is the place where you get CTE programming.
Yes.
And that it's actually spread throughout our comprehensive high schools, and just spreading more of the message about those programs and that students can be involved in them.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, historically, you know, I think that some of the older generations will recognize CTE as vocational education.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's still alive and well. A really interesting piece of data for our school district and our state is when we have a student that takes two consecutive CTE courses, for instance, if they take Auto 1 and Auto 2, they have a better than 95% graduation rate.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
Yes, and if you really sort of digest that a little bit, you know, there's a lot of students that that they're not engaged in school because of English and math and, you know, our core area subjects.
What people, traditional academics. What
traditional
people
academics.
Yep.
And but it is those, it's those culinary classes, the agriculture classes, the auto shop and wood shop and those type of classes that they look forward to every day and keeps them engaged. And, you know, they make good connections with those teachers. And so it, I think it really helps all students to buy into the whole process of, you know, what public education is and has become and it's developed. And, you know, we're talking about this end of the spectrum. And, you know, we also have our IB program, which is a magnet program that's really one of the gold standard academic programs around the world. There's 5,000 schools around the world that are IB schools in 150 different countries. IB stands for International Baccalaureate Program. And so a student can earn a degree that's referred to as an IB degree, and it just opens up a tremendous amount of opportunities for them as far as college scholarships. And, you know, it's something that we're trying to grow in our school and brand a little bit more that this is what the program is and what it can do for students.
This is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the public information officer for the Matsubara School District, and I have Paul Reed, the principal of Palmer High School, in the studio with me today. We're just talking about what Palmer High School has to offer our community. And, you know, in addition to traditional academics and a regular bell schedule, all these other programs that Palmer High has for our students. So let's go back to IB. So I was at the school board meeting where Palmer High's IB program did a report out to the school board, and I learned a lot more. And I have to say, one of the things about the name International Baccalaureate, it sounds a little intimidating. It sounds like, you know, you have to there's all these requirements and there's all these big pieces of it. And I would love for you to break it down for us a little bit more. Tell us about what the IB program is and who's it good for? Who are the right students for this program?
Well, it's good for all students. To kind of an overview of what the program is it's not a program that requires you know, you to apply for. Any student that's a junior or senior can take an IB class. There is a diploma track, which is, you know, focuses on six different subjects. And that one is rigorous. It's a academic program that will certainly prepare students for college and career readiness.
Okay.
And, you know, but again, that's a choice. That's really if you're going all in, it's a diploma track. You know, it requires, you know, higher level math, higher level science, foreign language is
an
option.
And is it different than advanced placement? Is that?
I would say the main difference between AP and IB is that IB focuses on the whole student, meaning that it focuses on developing several different areas of student development. For instance, one of the, you know, marquee classes is called Theory of Knowledge. And in Theory of Knowledge, the student really learns how to learn and why we learn. And it kind of focuses on that lifelong learner aspect. And that's part of our vision and mission for our school is to create lifelong learners. So you know, there's a community service piece that's a part of it. And that's really enriching for our students. It's a major project that they take on their junior year, and it carries throughout their senior year if they're a diploma candidate. And there's, you know, there's some component, and they really develop it themselves, where they're giving back to the community. So they're doing some sort of community project that involves, you know, some outside source that's going to benefit from whatever the student project is. So that's something
And that's on the diploma side. So if you are a Palmer High student who takes the IB diploma track, that's, you're going to really have that whole student focus. You're going to have the core,
yes,
curriculum of IB, plus you're going to have these service projects, and it's all going to be encompassed in the diploma track.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Okay, and then you mentioned that you can also take IB classes. So how does that work for other students?
Well, and that brings me back to the comparison of AP. Both AP and IB classes, one of the things that that cause parents and students to be interested in is it, first off, it does focus on preparing them for college. And many of them will allow dual credits. So in other words, when they enroll their freshman and sometimes even into their sophomore year, they're going to get college credits for the high school classes that they took.
Oh, wow.
So similar to the middle college, where you're getting your high school credits and you're getting college credits as well. Not all universities will honor that, and I don't really know if that's so much true with AP as it is with IB, but there are some universities, for instance, UAF recognizes a lot more of the IB classes and gives students credit for them more than UAA does. That's something that we're continually working on.
Mm-hmm.
West High School is the other high school in Alaska that's an IB school. So we're one of two schools in Alaska that has the IB program. So that's something that we're continually to strive for. But there's a lot of private schools, a lot of liberal arts schools that really give students a lot of benefits. And they actually, I compared it to if you have a blue-collar athlete, you know, that gets flown down to a college to get recruited. Our IB diploma students are the same way. They have colleges that reach out to them and want them to come to their campus and visit their campus, and they recruit these students. And I was intrigued by that last year because it's sort of a shift in, you know, you usually don't see an academic kid getting flown down to a college to do a college visit. And I asked one of our students last year who did receive a diploma, I'm like, well, why do they do that? And she explained, because, you know, they want as many students that are going to get a diploma as we do in our district in public education. So it's beneficial for a college to have a student that they know once they enroll.
Is already on the track.
They're on track, mm-hmm. and their success rate for getting their college diploma is so much higher for the average IB diploma student that they feel like that investment is gonna pay. Coming back around.
That is so interesting. So the other thing that I would mention at the school board meeting when the two students were there that talked about the IB program and just how impressed I was with them. And it was funny because I actually had their response after they spoke. I wanted to clap just because I was just of their accomplishments and just they were so eloquent and articulate and just happy that this type of program was available to them. And feed their thirst for knowledge and for being a part of the community. So I just wanted to share that how amazed I was by them.
I was equally proud of them. They were like you said, they were very eloquent with how they described what the program meant to them and what it's done for them. And these were a couple of young ladies that are, you know, in the beginning of their senior year. So that's after 1 year of being in the program. But a lot of them, you know, they see the diploma recipients from last year and where they've gone to school this year. And I think that's very uplifting for them because, you know, they do have to, for the average student, they're putting in more hours of work. They do have more big projects that they're continually having to focus on along with their day-to-day, you know, academics. But with that being said, a lot of our students are very well-rounded, meaning that they're still involved with student government, they're still involved with athletics and music. And that's something that we've focused on in the last 5 years with the previous principal, Reese Everett, who now works at the district office. We focused on how we could make the program more attainable and also send a message to other students that this isn't just for the highest achieving students. This is really for students that want to work hard. And I would say it takes more grit than it takes maybe academic prowess. You know, it takes a student that's just willing to put the time and the work in because the teachers are going to work with them to help get them through. And so that's what we've really focused on in the last 5 years is just, you know, how do we sort of change the dialogue that's going on with students? Because historically it's always been, it's really, really hard. And I think that scares a lot of students away, particularly really busy students. And I've seen a shift in the students that we've had you know, dive into the diploma track that are involved with many, many activities, and they're still, you know, they're staying on top of it. And most importantly, they're preparing themselves for the next stage in life, which is, you know, typically for these kids, it's going to be college. And the feedback that we get from kids coming back from school is that they were very well prepared, and some felt like their first year was quite easy. So I would say it is preparing our students, and you know, and so that's the idea of a higher academic program, is to really to have them, you know, college prepared.
So so we've talked about your CTE programs, which includes the agricultural program at Palmer High. You also have preschool program, and then CTE gets to interact with that for, you know, future educators, for mm-hmm. future teachers. We've talked about IB. What else do you want to talk about for Palmer High? What's happening?
Well, you know, a lot of things have been happening. And in fact, you know, just to put a plug in for this weekend, we are hosting our state football playoffs this weekend. We have a world language declamation conference that's taking place at Palmer High School. That's what all the world language teachers around the state will be at Palmer High School. And it's sort of a professional development conference. And there's some, and it involves the students as well. And so teachers, you know, that are world language teachers will be doing workshops with students to help. And then there's some competitions where, you know, they recite, you know, whatever language they're learning. And so it's one of the, it's like a competition for our language students.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a, there's always something going on.
Right.
You know, there's so many different programs, you know, and our core area teachers, you know, that's really the meat and potatoes of our school is, you know, we have 42 full-time teachers at Palmer High School. And, you know, over the last few years, we know that there's been some budget constraints. And so classes are as full as they ever have been. And our hallways are as full as they've been in a long time. But our athletic programs are doing very well. Our girls cross-country team won regions for the first time in 29 years last two weeks. We had a young lady who's a freshman, Katie Hauser is her name. She won the individual title. So, you know, we have lots of opportunities for kids to be involved, not only during the school day, but lots of out-of-school activities as well.
How can, if there are listeners that are like, wow, I didn't know about all these programs, I want to learn more, where can they go to find more information? Who can they talk to?
Well, we're really working hard to develop our Facebook page. Our Facebook page has a lot of up-and-coming events that are happening. We share a lot of our successes and our good things on Facebook. But our Palmer High School website also offers a lot of information about the IB program. There's a link there about the IB program. We're focusing on really marketing that program and letting parents know, and I think that it needs to be our fourth and our fifth grade parents that need to know more about this, because you know, if you're a family that don't feel like you can afford to send your kids to college, you have a high achieving student, it's a perfect meal ticket for a student to receive scholarships and go to college for free, and that's hard to come by. I think the reality of that is a lot of parents focus their attention on athletics for the scholarship opportunities, but you know, that's way more competitive than if you look at some of the academic opportunities, and IB is a perfect example of that. About 40% of our students come from low socioeconomic homes. You know, that's measured by what we call free and reduced lunch, or Title I. And, you know, for a student that feels like they, you know, their parents can't afford to send them to college, or that opportunity is not there, that's what we're really focusing on right now. Like, those are the students that we want to capture, because the opportunity that the program can give them to better their life is right there in front of them.
The other thing I wanted to mention is the school district is offering a high school information fair on Thursday, October 18th, starting at, I believe it's 4 to 7:30 p.m. And you, Palmer High will be there, and they will have representatives there to answer questions and just an opportunity to learn more if this has got you excited about what Palmer High has to offer. So, Paul Reed, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
It was my pleasure.
And look forward to hearing more about what's happening at Palmer High.
All right. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.